几个月以前，李牧师打电话给我。
Several months ago, when Pastor Raymond Lee called me up,
请我在你们中间也带领一个关于家庭的这种讲座。
And when he invited me to be your speaker for a family conference,
我就答应了下来。
I agreed.
那么过来以后呢？
And then afterwards,
我就越想越紧张。
That I became more and more nervous.
我想在我们是家庭下面协会的里面。
That in our family conference,
那么李秀贤牧师跟李师母是我们最受欢迎的讲员。
That in our AFC conference, Pastor and Mrs. Molly Lee have been our most popular speakers.
那 Pastor Ray 是那种最受欢迎的青年讲员。
And Pastor Ray has been the most popular youth speaker.
那我们的 Sandy Liu 哈是我们最受欢迎这种的 youth coordinator.
And Sandy Liu has been the most favorite youth coordinator.
都在你们教会里面。
They're all in your church.
你们找我干什么？
So what am I doing here?
我后来想一想。
But then later on, I thought to myself.
你们平常吃大餐吃的很多。
That usually you eat many banquets, sumptuous banquets.
所以这两天吃点点心 ，dim sum 哈。
But these 2 days have some dim sum.
早上吃点心。
In the morning, some dim sum.
今天下午做运动。
Then in the afternoon, you get your exercise.
我们今天下来分很多小组，互相一起有一些很多很好交谈。
And we'll have many small breakup groups for your conversation and sharing.
那在我来以前啊，教会要我用英文来讲。
And before I came, the church asked me to preach in English.
我有点紧张。
I was a bit nervous.
我要用英文准备。
And I prepared in English.
那刚刚牧师要我用中文讲。
But just now, Pastor Ray asked me to preach in Chinese.
对啊，看英文讲中文哈。
So I have to refer to my English notes as I preach in Mandarin.
好，我们这两天的题目是要建立一个很坚韧、很 strong 的一个家庭。
And so the theme for these next 2 days will be how to build up strong and lasting families.
在过去十五年左右
，and in the past 15 years or so，
一些这种经验性的研究告诉我们说，有哪些因素造成一个好的家庭，一个强坚韧的家庭。
There have been many studies conducted on the qualities for a successful family.
而这是一种跨文化的各种不同种族的一种研究。
And these studies have been conducted across many cultural lines.
那么很细节是，不管是在什么样文化里面做这些研究。
And in fact, no matter what culture these studies have been conducted in,
那个结果都非常的相似。
The results have been strikingly similar.
那么有六样一些是特点的。
And 6 qualities have emerged as constants.
第一个特点。
The first characteristic.
而是他们这个坚韧家庭的这些家人，他们彼此都有互相的委身。
That they have made commitments one to another.
他们都很关心彼此的需要。
They are very concerned for each other's well-being and needs.
他们也看重彼此的幸福。
That they emphasize mutual submission.
那么第二个特点
，and the second quality，
他们都彼此互相的欣赏，互相的肯定。
That they appreciate and they affirm one another's value。
他们经常这样子来互相表达。
That they also prize themselves in communication。
那么第三，他们彼此能够有很好的沟通。
That they have very open channels of communication。
他们都有好的沟通的技巧。
That they have developed also。Excellent communication skills.
他们一样的花多的时间来沟通。
And they are willing to spend time to communicate.
第四点是他们花时间彼此来相处。
And then that leads to the time that they spend together.
那么这种沟通跟花时间相处的话，都跟这种量跟质都有关系。
That both these aspects are not only dependent upon quality.But upon quantity,
不但是那个质好，量也多。
Not only is it of high quality, but also a lot of time is being spent.
第五点，他们有很好的那种灵性。
And then they would have excellent spiritual health.
这个研究的对象不完全是基督徒。
Now we're not only talking about Christians as the target audience of these surveys.
所以包括一些其他的那种宗教背景的人。
They also include those from other religious backgrounds.
但这两个是一个特点，是他们的那种信仰灵命都很好。
But their spiritual health are all very very outstanding.
他们都相信在人生中一个很深刻的一个意义。
That they look for a deeper level of meaning in life.
一个更高的一个力量。
They believe that a higher force
is there to provide
a deeper meaning in life.
那第六是他们都有那种解决问题那种的能力，能够化解危机。
That they're also able to manage their crises and to turn them into opportunities instead.
我们在我们这两天四堂聚会的里面。
That within the next two days in our four seminars together,
我们希望达成几个目的。
I have several goals and purposes in mind.
我们在早上这两堂聚会的时候。
That in the two morning sessions,
我要跟大家一起来提醒我们，到底有哪些是我们一个强韧的家庭的一些特点。
That I'd like to remind us of these qualities of a successful family.
透过圣经的教导。
Through the teaching in the Bible.
透过一些的例子。
Through some practical examples.
也是一些比较实际的一些建议给我们。
And I would like to provide several concrete suggestions.
我们可以清楚看这六个点的重要性。
That we'd like to consider.Than these six qualities.
然后在我们下午的两堂的时间里面
，and in our two afternoon sessions，
我要我们自己夫妻们自己来复习我们的家庭的光景。
And I'd like us as husband and wife to take a good look, take a closer look at our present situation.
我们互有彼此好的对谈。
That we can talk to each other as husband and wife.
我们花时间彼此来认真的倾听。
That we spend some time to truly listen.
当我们这样谈话的时候
，and when we talk in such a way，
那是一个危机的时刻哈。
That it, some crises may emerge，
是一个很好的机会。
And that can be a tremendous opportunity，
但也可能是一个很大的危险。
But there is also a danger。
我希望我们在下午谈话的时候
，so as we talk this afternoon，
我们是尝试要认真的倾听，认真的了解。
That we learn to truly listen，
而不是要控告对方。不是来 defend 我们，来保护我们自己。
Neither to accuse nor to defend.
这是我们下午教堂一个规则。
And so that is one rule for our afternoon session.
所以切记，切记哈。
So please keep that in mind.
那么最后呢
？Finally,
是我们再次彼此在神面前，把我们的对我们来互配偶来互相来委身。
And finally, we need to dedicate ourselves to our spouses.
这是我们这两天我们的一个计划。
And this is our game plan for the two days of being together.
我们先看委身这一部分。
First, we look at commitment.
我们谈谈我们夫妻彼此的委身。
We're of course referring to marital commitment.
在五年以前，我做了一个调查。
Five years ago, I conducted a survey.
在我们北美十个华人教会中间做了一个调查。
A survey conducted among 10 Chinese American churches in North America.
那当中提到就是我们对我们婚姻当中哪一部分我们感到最满意的。
What are the things that have led to the greatest satisfaction?
那一共当中有36个项目。
And there were 36 categories.
那我们大部分的基督徒，我们对我们的婚姻的那种委身感感到非常的满意。
And most Christians appear to be very satisfied by the commitment.That they found in marriage.
换句话说
，In other words,
我们不太担心我们的配偶在美国会有外遇。
We're not so concerned about extramarital affairs.
机会不是很多。
Because in North America, the opportunity is scarce.
好，我们的配偶也不太会跟我们离婚。
And our spouse is not ready to initiate action for divorce.
这就是我们在北美的华人就最满意的一个点。
And this perhaps.Gives the greatest degree of satisfaction to North American Chinese Christians.
这种现象很特别。
But this, and this is a very unique phenomenon.
在美国这个社会的里面。
For in the broader American society.
有人说，再到21世纪以后。
And some have even said that by the 21st century.
在我们美国社会的里面。
That in American society.
这种传统的只结过一次婚这种的家庭的话，算是少数的民族。
That the only married once kind of family will become a minority.
很多是那种单亲的家庭。
And the single family home.
那种 single parent family 哈，单亲家庭。
Single parent families.
很多那种再婚重组的家庭。
And the remarried homes.
或者是一些单身贵族。
Also, we have the single.
但这种结婚一次然后长久维持的那种夫妻的家庭是少数的。
So those will be in a majority, while the only married to one person kind of family will become a minority.
我自己从台湾来的。
I come from Taiwan.
差不多14年前到美国来。
14 years ago.
那我三年前第一次回台湾去。
I came to the States and 3 years ago I went back for the first time.
那么参加一个这种研讨会。
And I participated in such a seminar for the first time.
我听到一个报告。
I heard one report.
在大台北市这个地区里面。
In the Greater Taipei area.
在主后2000年的时候。
By the year 2000, AD 2000,
就再过八九年以后。
And that is 8 to 9 years from now.
在大台北市这个地区里面。
That in the Greater Taipei area.
还两对结婚的时候。
Out of two marriages.
就一对要离婚。
One will dissolve.
这种比例跟我们在美国差不多是一模一样的。
This exactly mirrors the U.S. situation.
那我们今年八月有一个家庭夏令会的时候。
And this August when we have our family conference.
我们请一个讲人从台湾来。
We've invited a speaker from Taiwan.
他在台湾被号称做外遇问题的专家。
But he is the expert in extramarital affairs.
他告诉我这样说哈。
And he tells me this.
有些单身未婚的女孩子请他去演讲。
That some single women, unmarried women, have asked him to be their speaker.
讲外遇的问题。
To talk about extramarital affairs.
因为他们说预防胜于治疗。
Because they say prevention is better than cure.
但是我们在北美的基督徒，我们认为我们不担心这些事情。
Now for us as North American Chinese Christians, we're not so concerned, not so worried about this.
虽然他们外遇、离婚这种的机会这么样的多。
Even though there are ample opportunities marriage and extramarital affairs.
And divorce.、Huh?
And divorce.
但仍然这样的离婚，像这样离婚的，还是一个很重要一个好像是一种冲击在我们生活的里面。
This current of the broader culture is upon us.
还是有很大一种压力跟痛苦在我们身上。
It still impacts us, even though few of us will actually go through that ourselves.
有很多的生活经验会在我们身上造成很大的压力。
These become a pressure to us on a day-to-day basis.
那当中那种排名第二的话就是离婚。第二个那个影响我们的身体的那种生活上压力是离婚这个因素。
A great force, a great stress on our lives is divorce.
这排名第二个。
It's a second.
那排名第三的话是这种婚居。
Okay, thirdly, we have the living separately for married couples, living separately.
换句话说，这种离婚跟婚居这种问题的话，在我们身上会有很重很重的影响。
In other words, divorce and living separation will have a great impact on our lives.
一个很 stressful 哈，很这种压力很大一种经验。
It's a very stressful thing.
唯一比这个更大是什么东西呢
？But what is even greater than these two?
就是我们配偶去世。
And that is when one of our spouse has died.
虽然婚居离婚很普遍，但是我们仍然深受其害。
So even though divorce and separation are very prevalent in Taiwan and in the broad American culture, we are not personally impacted yet.
在我们传统中国社会的里面
，But in our traditional Chinese society,
我们中国人很少离婚的。
Our Chinese we have very low rate of divorce.
我们对我们的婚姻有很强烈的违生感。
That we have a very strong sense of commitment to our families.
但我想那是一种相当消极、相当被动的尾声。
But it often is a very passive kind of commitment.
一个很出名的一个专栏作家对我们在台湾这种离婚率提高给了一个很好的建议哈。
And there was one famous author that made the following suggestion, recommendation, in reference to the divorce rate, high divorce rate.In Taiwan right now.
他怎么样来减少台湾的离婚率呢
？So how can you reduce the rate of divorce in Taiwan?
他开了一个处方。
That he made a prescription.
就是一个字而已。
Just in one word.
哪一个字？忍。
忍。It means to endure, to persevere.
亲自头上一把刀啊！忍耐。
That if you feel a knife is cutting you, just endure.
他一共写了七个忍耐的人。
He wrote seven.Words on endurance.
你忍耐，忍耐，再忍耐，再忍耐，再忍耐，你就过去了，不会离婚的。
That if you can only endure, 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 you'll never get divorced.
这是我们中国人对婚姻上尾声感的看法。
So this, in one word, summarizes the Chinese philosophy on commitment to marriage.
在圣经的里面呢
？But what is the biblical teaching?
我想我们看一个相当不一样的那种尾声感。
We see a totally different picture of.This kind of commitment.
我们看雅歌，旧约的雅歌。
And we look to the Song of Songs in the Old Testament.
我们看第八章六到七节。
And we will be looking at chapter 8.
从第六到第七节。
And we'll be looking at verses 6 and 7.
这边告诉我们一共有四种的委身。
And the scriptures tell us that there are four types of commitment.
积极的委身。
An active kind of commitment.
第一种委身是一种很亲密的委身。
First is a very intimate kind of commitment.
他说求你把我放在心上如印记，戴在背上如戳记。
Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm.
我们中国人都懂得那种印章的东西，对不对？
For us as Chinese, we are familiar with the seal.
当你到银行去领钱的时候，
when you go cash something in a bank,
你说我本人亲自来认领。
You could either go in person.
我当场签名给你看。
That I could sign right in front of you.
他说你不要你回去。
But they would say, "Don't, no, go back."
把那个印信，把那印章带来。
Bring your seal instead.
那个印章代表所有权。
And this seal stands for all your authority.
先说，请你把我放在你心上如印记，在你心上盖上我的印章。
And so here it is to talk about sealing, putting your seal in my heart.
在我心上也盖上你的印章。
That in my arm, in my whole body, put a seal mark on it.
你是属于我的。
You belong to me.
我也是属于你的。
I belong to you.
在新约里面，保罗说，我们的身体不属于我们自己。
And in the scriptures, in the New Testament, Paul tells us that this body does not belong to ourselves.
丈夫的身体属于妻子。
That the body of the husband belongs to the wife.
妻子的身体属于丈夫。
And the body of the wife belongs to the husband.
这是一个很亲密的一个委身。
It's a very intimate kind of commitment.
那不但是我们两个人私底下，我们两个人心心相印而已。
It's not a love that is only there in private.
不但我们在心上盖印章而已。
It's not only sealed in the private places of the heart.
我们还需要在背上盖一个印章。
But also on our backs.
让别人都知道说我们是已经结婚的人。
That we know that I am a married person.
昨天我看到一个弟兄穿一件那种衣服，叫做 University of Paris 啊，法国大学。
Yesterday I met a brother who had a jacket on from University of Paris.
巴黎大学。
From University of Paris.
我们在南部的人看到那种 Harvard University， 眼睛都亮起来。
And for us Southerners, when we see something like Harvard University, our eyes light up.
那种制服告诉我们从什么地方来的。
And so that.Tells us where that person came from.
不，有很多是假冒的。
Of course, we have a lot of counterfeits too.
这告诉我们说，我们在我们的身上要带一个背章，告诉别人我们是已经结婚的人，我们是属于我们丈夫、我们妻子的人。
So we need to put a clear seal in our bodies to tell us to signify that I am a married person.
有时候搭飞机到南部去的时候，
Sometimes when I go down to the south,
我前面坐一对夫妻是在飞机的里面。
That I among all the married couples, there is one particular couple.
我们在飞机上在坐飞机的时候，他坐在我前面。
There's a couple that was seated in front of us on the airplane.
他们都是军人。
And they were military people.
男的话，我想他是一个军官，因为他杠上开花哈。
The guy, I think is an officer because I see a very colorful beret.
女的可能是一个士官，因为他那个是有那个线是这样弯弯的那种线的人。
And the girl is a...
士官怎么讲？啊 ，sergeant 啊
？Sergeant.
OK.
Sergeant.
那我想他们可能不是夫妻。
I would be led to believe that they are not husband and wife.
但他们彼此谈话的方式。
From the way they talk to each other.
他们那种肢体的语言，那种 body language 啊。
And their body language.
看起来很像是夫妻的样子。
As though they were a couple.
假定说这个男人是已经结过婚的人的话
，Now, but if this man is already a married man,
他身上穿一个制服，他是属于美国陆军的。
He wears an outfit that says he belongs to the army.
但在他的婚姻上，他没有带那个背章。
But obviously, in his marriage, he did not wear such an outfit.
我们在别人的面前
，That in front of others,
对，我们在异性的面前。
And with those of the opposite sex,
我们需要带一个背章。
We need to cover ourselves with a seal.
我们在婚姻上要守身如玉。
that in our marital commitments, we need to be pure.
当我们跟同事相处的时候
when we are with our coworkers,
当我们跟朋友相处的时候
with our friends,
当我们跟亲戚相处的时候
with our relatives,
当我们独自出外旅行的时候
that when we travel alone,
有很多很多的机会
there may be many, many opportunities,
你会受到试探。
That we may encounter temptation.
不要忘记你是一个身上带背章的一个人。
We must not forget that we are a marked person.
我碰到几位在美国的这些这种华人，这种男人。
I've encountered several professional male.
他们在美国的话都是很好的丈夫。
That while they were in the States, they are model husbands.
太太没有任何的怀疑，从来没有想过这些外遇的问题。
That the wife had not even a shadow of doubt about the possibility of them having an affair.
刚好有机会到大陆去旅行一趟。
But then when he had the opportunity to travel to visit mainland China,
可能是去讲学。
Perhaps there to lecture,
可能做生意。
Perhaps there for business,
回来两个礼拜完全不一样。
That after coming back for 2 weeks, a different man.
钱少了很多。
He lost a lot of money.
相片增加了很多。相片。
He accumulated a lot of photographs.
跟那个女朋友照了相片。
Photographs with his new girlfriend.
从美国回大陆去的人，那种身份实在是非常的高哈。
For those male going back to mainland China, they have a very high status.
又有钱，又有身份，又有地位。
They have money, they have status, and so on.
我们有很多的机会。
We have many opportunities.
上个礼拜。
Last week.
一位兄妹到我的办公室里面来。一个兄妹，他们到办公室里面来。
Okay, one brother and sister came into my office.
他们真的是亲兄妹哈。
They are real brothers and sisters.
他们两家住在一起。
The two families live together.
先这个哥哥的太太跟这个妹妹的先生有的关系。
That the wife of the brother and the husband of the sister, they got into an affair with each other.
当中那个过程很复杂，就不谈了。
Now it's a very involved process. I will not go into details.
但总是当初是出于好意的，是关心对方的。
In the beginning, the intentions were good.
那刚好配偶很忙很辛苦在外面。
And at first, the spouses were very busy, and working on the outside.
就不知不觉当中，那个感情就这样陷了下去。
But then, before they knew it, they were deeply mired in their emotional involvement.
我想我们弟兄姐妹，我们需要提醒我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves.
我们都是软弱的人。
All of us are weak.
我们不给留魔鬼留地步。
We must not let the devil have a foothold.
我们讲话的内容。
The contents of our
conversation. 我们讲话的时间。
The length of our conversation.
我们问的问题。
The questions that we ask.
我想我们都需要很谨慎。
We need to be extremely careful.
我们需要在夫妻之间一个很亲密的彼此的尾声。
We need to have a very clear commitment to our spouses.
第二部分是强烈的尾声。
And then the secondly is that it has to be a very intensive commitment.
我们看一下这个圣经。
And let's refer to the scriptures.
他说：“因为爱情如矢之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍，所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。”
Okay.Because love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave, it burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame.
今天讲到的那种夫妻之爱，像阴间，像死亡一样。
That the love between husband and wife is like Hades, it's like death.
像火，像神的火一样。
And it's like fire.Like a blazing fire.
或者说我们在婚姻当中有很强烈的意愿要来维持要来巩固要来建立我们的婚姻关系。
And so, in other words, it requires great intensity to maintain the marital bond between husband and wife.
我们把我们夫妻的感情摆在一个很高的一个层次的里面。
That it needs to be placed in a very high priority.
我们也经常投资在他身上。
That it requires great extensive investments.
我们需要经常培养我们夫妻的感情。
That we need to invest much effort in developing, in cultivating this relationship.
像在银行开一个账户一样。
And it's like an account that we establish in a bank.
你要经常的存钱，经常存钱。
That we need to keep putting money in there.
有时候是2000块、3000块是你的薪水啊。
Sometimes $2,000, $3,000 may be your salary.
有时候我想5块、10块、50块都要存到里面去。
But even the fives and tens need to go there.
我们要经常来培养我们夫妻的感情。
We need to likewise invest on a regular basis.
那种强烈感像神的火一样，要来这样来维持、来爱护、来珍惜我们婚姻的关系。
Like a blazing fire, we must cherish our marital bonds.
我们在平常我们多表达我们彼此互相的肯定。
And on a regular basis, we affirm one another.
我们担当彼此的重担。
That we shoulder one another's burdens.
可能是煮饭。
Perhaps it's cooking.
可能是打扫。
Perhaps it's cleaning.
可能是半夜起来让喂孩子喝奶。
Perhaps it's waking up at midnight to feed the baby.
有很多大大小小的事情。
Matters big and small.
我们担当彼此的负担。
That we bear each other's burdens.
我们平常彼此互相的劳恕。
We forgive one another on a regular basis.
我们来满足彼此的需要。
That we satisfy each other's needs.
每一天我们都会有很多很多这样的机会。
Each day we have many such opportunities.
我们都抓住那些机会，我们来扶持弟兄姐妹。
And we seize these opportunities to support and encourage our brothers and sisters.
抱孩子哈，我们来弟兄来抱孩子。
And we see a gentleman in the back holding his kid.
我想不是常常是弟兄抱孩子，很多时候是姐妹抱孩子。
That not always the brothers, but most often the sisters.
但总是有需要的时候我们就补上去了。
But whenever there's a need, we quickly fill it.
现在是夏季的时候，现在是夏天的时候。
When we come into the summer months,
有很多的水果出来哈。
Many many fruits come along with the season.
那假定你的先生很喜欢吃这个樱桃 cherry 哈。
If your husband loves to eat cherry,
刚出来的时候啊，这个很贵，先不要买，对不对
？When it first comes out, very expensive. Don't buy it.
好，那也有可能你说买了给他吃也没有用，他也不会谢谢我
哈。And you might say, well, if I bought it now, he won't thank me. It's useless.
还更可能怎么样呢？
What is even more likely?
故意不买给他吃。
But then I would deliberately not buy it for him.
因为很气他。
Because I'm so angry at him.
面对我们配偶所需要的一些事情。
And when we encounter what our spouses need,
我们可以有很多很多的反应。
We may have many different types of responses.
但当你愿意这样注意到他的需要来满足他的时候。
But when you're able to pay attention to the needs and to fill it.
平常是便宜的时候。
When the product is very cheap.
但偶尔它很贵的时候你买一下。
But even once in a long while, even when it's very expensive, you still buy it.
我想我们都是一种在我们的婚姻上一种的投资，一种的很强烈的卫生感。
That can be a significant investment in our marital relationship.
这是一个小例子。
That's a small example.
每一天，每一天我们都有这样很多的机会。
Daily, we have such opportunities.
我们在我们的婚姻上可以投资，可以存款。
We can invest. We can put in our savings.
我想这是预防我们婚姻出问题最好的一个方法。
And that is the best preventive measure for our marriage.
也是让我们婚姻能够不断的成长最好的方法。
And this is the best way our marriage can grow.
如果我们的妻子经常在家里面都要三餐做饭的话
，If our wife has to cook three meals a day all the time.
有些时候我们先生们可以帮他煮一下饭。
Once in a while, there could be a role reversal that the husband would volunteer to cook.
饭可能会烧焦，没有问题哈。
But even though the food could get burned.
我想是那一份心意。
But most important is the heart.
偶尔我们也去外面吃一下。
That or go out for dinner.
一年一两次的话，来参加这种夏令会就不用煮饭也可以。
And once or twice a year to join this kind of a family conference, that's wonderful.
我们关心，我们体会我们配偶的那种需要。
That we pay close attention to the needs of our spouses.
但是我们要很小心在我们婚姻关系的里面。
And that, in our marital relationship.
我们也避免去有这种所谓的 power struggle 这种权力的斗争。
That we want to do all we can to avoid power struggle.
也就是我们的配偶越说我需要这个，我需要这个。
Whenever our spouse would say, I need this, I must have this.
他越说你越不给。
The more they insist, the more you withhold.
有一个姐妹，她是一个文人，一个 romantic 的一个人。
There's a sister who has a very romantic temperament.
她的丈夫是一个工程师。
But her husband is an engineer.
她还说我很喜欢花，你送我花嘛。
She said, I love flowers. Give me flowers.
讲了十几年一朵也没有。
Even though he demanded it for over 10 years, he didn't get any.
你越想我越不给。
The more you insist, the more I'm not going to give it to you.
他到最后给了一朵花。
In the end, he gave her one flower.
什么样的花呢？
What kind of flower?
有根的花。
Flower that has roots coming along.
这谢了会再开的花。这花谢了还会再开这种花。
It's still growing.
It died and it regrew again.
Died and regrew again.
Because of root.
Because of the roots. Okay.
也是我们有这种倾向。
Sometimes we have this tendency.
我们明明知道我们配偶的喜欢跟需要。
But we know full well what our spouse needs.
因着我们自己的价值，我们的背景。
But because of our face, because of our background,
或者因为我们那种权力斗争那种因素，我们就偏偏不要给对方来。
And because of power struggle, we will insist to not give that to the other.
可能是一朵花。
Perhaps it's one flower.
可能是开灯关灯。
Perhaps it's turning on or off the light on or off.
可能是把那袜子把它收好。
Perhaps it's to put the socks away.
可能是把垃圾拿出去。
Perhaps it's taking out the garbage.
都是很小的事情。
Tiny, tiny, minuscule matters.
我们都会出问题。
But problems arise precisely in those areas.
强烈的尾声。
But when we have strong commitment,
那我们为爱的缘故，我们肯做这些事情。
When we have intensive commitment out of love, we can do these unpleasant things.
每一天充满的机会，让你可以表现，不要浪费掉哈。
That each day there are many opportunities to be grasped, to be seized. Do not squander them.
第三是那种很坚韧的尾声。
Third is an indestructible kind of commitment.
我们不可能每一天我们都是风平浪顺的生活。
Each day, we will have many waves. We cannot avoid these waves.
刚刚郑牧师这样告诉我们说，没有一个那种不会叹息的口。
Just then, Pastor Chang talked about there's no mouth that has not known words of like a sighing.
那种没有眼泪的那种眼睛。
And there's no eyes that have not known the tears.
我们都会碰到一些很大的难处。
And all of us will encounter many trials.
在那种情况的底下，这边告诉我们，看第七节这里。
And here we look into the scriptures.
他说：“爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。”
That many waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot wash it away.
当圣经上讲这种大水跟重水的时候
，many waters and rivers.
常讲这种仇敌的这种攻击，阴间的势力在我们身上这样攻击我们。
It's referring to the attacks from the enemies.
在我们呼吸之间。
And in our marital relationships.
有很多的机会让我们可能会分开来。
There are many factors, many opportunities to divide the marriage.
因误会而结婚，因为了解而离婚，是不是
？We marry because of misunderstanding. We break up because of understanding.
可能是因为我们夫妻的个性不一样。
Because the temperaments are different,
而且是非常的不一样
and extremely polarized opposites.
或者是彼此很强烈互相的吸引，因为我们这样不一样
That we have different attractions.
在婚前因此而互相吸引
That before marriage greatly attracted.
但到婚后呢，我们因此而互相排斥
That it, on the very same matter, after getting married, the two can be repelled by each other.
我们可能家庭的背景有很大的差别。
That a great discrepancy in family background.
可能我们生活上有很多很多压力，很多的难处。
That in our lives we have experienced great hardships.
可能是重病。
Perhaps it is extreme illness.
可能是突然间失业的。
Or an overnight layoff situation.
可能是一时软弱有了外遇。
Or maybe a momentary weakness that has led to extramarital affair.
也可能在我们夫妇之间，我们不会沟通，不会解决问题。
Or a total communication impasse between husband and wife.
当这些事情临到我们婚姻之间的时候
，And when all these things assault our marriage.
一般的倾向
，And an ordinary phenomenon.
就是我们争吵
，is interminable kinds of arguments.
当我们吵不过来以后
，And when these have no resolution,
我们就婚聚，我们就离婚。
Then we go our separate ways.
但这边告诉我们说，当我们的婚姻受到攻击的时候
，But here, as we're under siege from many directions,
你要坚持，你要执着
，That we must insist.
你不愿意让这个婚姻就这样毁下去。
We must hold on and not let the marriage go under.
我们心中会有眼泪。
While we may have tears in our hearts,
我们会有伤痕。
We may have wounds and bruises.
我们可能会有一些苦毒在我们里面。
Maybe even roots of bitterness.
但我们总是不愿意让我们的婚姻就这样停下去。
But no, we must not allow it to stop.
那是一种强烈的尾声。
This is a intensive
无可破坏的尾声。
This is an indestructible kind of commitment.
在过去几个月里面
，during the last few months，
我刚好碰到几个这样的案例哈。
That I have encountered several such examples，
就很深的感动。
That moved me deeply。
有几对夫妻在我认为已经没有希望的。
Several couples in my eyes were hopeless。
我说我放弃了啊。
That I even had given up.
所以现在只有神可以救你们。
Only God can save you.
在婚姻当中里面牵涉到这种丈夫殴打妻子的现象。
Wife abuse.
也是常年的经常这样的殴打。
On a regular basis.
那都要找警察。
Where the cops need to be summoned.
那都要找法院来禁止这个丈夫随便动手。
That the courts have to order the husband to refrain from such action.
有夫妻已经是离婚，已经分居很久一段时间的了。
Or a husband and wife have been separated for many months.
结婚十几年，吵了好多好多年了。
Having quarreled for more than a decade.
有冷战，也有热战都来啊。
Cold war and hot wars.
在人看是没有希望的。
That in the eyes of men, hopeless.
但他们都是基督徒的夫妻。
But they were both Christians.
他们就是信耶稣主啊，我们的婚姻不应当是如此。
And they cry out to the Lord, "My marriage cannot go on like this."
在你面前，婚姻是一个 covenant， 是一个约，是一个盟约。
It is a covenant. It is a promise before God.
我还是愿意给我的配偶一个机会。
I will give him or her another chance.
我还是愿意给自己一个机会。
I would like to give myself.
我还是愿意来饶恕对方。
To forgive.
我还是愿意来改变我自己。
To change,
我还是愿意让神的爱来充满在我们身心里面。
Then God's love may flood my heart.
主，我对他没有苦毒。
Then I may will not have any more bitterness to the other person.
我想是这种的价值，这种的心愿。
And it is this kind of value system.
让这些的夫妻他们的婚姻可以这样转变过来。
That has led to a turning around of a hopeless situation.
前不久到他们中间一对夫妻家里去住，去过一个晚上。
A little while ago, I had a couple staying overnight with us.
I stayed with them.
I stayed with them.
当他们在互相讲话的时候,
when they were conversing with each other,
那种旧的模式还在那边,
they still had that kind of old mold, old way of doing things.
我好紧张,
and I was very tense. I felt very tense.
看他们又爆炸起来,
that they would just explode.
但是我的确感到他们实在是有爱在他们中间来。
But then I felt a love between them.
他们整个婚姻就是很大一个转变。
And I saw a remarkable transformation, a change.
好像是一夜之间。
As though it happened overnight.
突然间神的话就这样通了。
That God's word penetrated.
那种埋怨、那种苦毒、那种不满就这样消失掉了。
The complaints, the gripes, the bitterness dissolved.
取而代之的呢？
And replaced by.
就是接纳。
Acceptance.
就是这种饶恕。
Forgiveness,
就不断付出的爱
a love that never stops coming out.
我不知道在我们中间有没有这样的夫妻。
I don't know whether in our midst we have such husband and wife.
在别人看你们是对模范的夫妻。
But in eyes of others, you may be a model family.
你们是好的基督徒夫妻。
That you may be a great Christian couple.
但在你们心里面，你们自己知道。
But deep in the chambers of your hearts, you know.
你们中间有一个那种不能够跨的一个墙在你们中间。
That there is a wall that divides you.
我们认为说，在主的里面这种无可破坏的尾声。
That do you have this kind of indestructible commitment in the Lord?
神的爱可以改变你，可以改变你的配偶。
This kind of love of God can change you and your spouse.
只要你肯照神的话做你当做那一部分。
That by the word of God, you are able to empower to do what you ought to have done. In the first place,
也许你不可一定完全可以把你丈夫、妻子把他挽回回来。
Perhaps you may not even be able to salvage your wife or husband.
但至少你本身心里面没有苦毒，没有怨恨。
But at least, at the very least, in your own heart, will not be that root of bitterness.
你会有眼泪。
You may still cry and have tears.
但你会有平安。
but you will also have peace.
你还是可以付出，还是可以爱。
You can still give. You can still love.
你还是一个完全的一个人。
You're still a whole person.
我们在主里面，我们可以有这种无可破坏的委身。
That in the Lord we can have this indestructible commitment.
第四种是无价的委身。
And then the fourth kind is an invaluable commitment.
我们看一下这圣经上说，若有人拿家中所有财宝要换取爱情，就全被藐视。
That if one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned.
我们每一个人财富不一样。
Each of us have different degrees of wealth.
那不管我们财富多少。
But no matter how rich or poor we are.
正说你拿你家100%的财富要换取爱情的话，就全被藐视。
But if even 100% of all you have were to be used to trade love, that would still be scorned.
这跟我们中国话很不一样，是不是？
And this is very, very different from what we Chinese are apt to say.
我们说书中自有黄金屋，书中自有什么？颜如玉。
That we say that in our reading, we would find the house of gold. In our reading, we would also discover, in our books, we would also discover great beauty.
只要我有好学问。
If I have a great learning,
我就有好的地位。
Then I can gain great position.
我就有好的收入。
Then I'll have a very substantial income.
我就理当有好的家庭生活。
And then a great family life will follow.
我的太太就理当爱我，听我的话。
Then my wife will listen to me.
我在家里面讲话就理当有分量。
And then what I say will count in my family.
但也相类似我们的姐妹们。
And also we have our sisters.
当我们有些开始出去工作了以后。
When we go out to work.
我赚的钱差里面差多少。
Then if I go out to work, I will make, you know, I don't make much less than you do.
可能跟你一模一样。
Perhaps the same as yours.
还可能比你更高。
And even higher salary than yours.
我就讲话比你更大声。
So I can speak louder than you.
如果我们妻子们埋怨我们的丈夫，因为赚钱，因为那个地位高，就这样来欺负我们的话。
And if we complain that how our wives, because of the high status and high salary, would bully us.
如果我们今天我们自己钱赚得多了。
But if we have a lot of money.
我们就做一样的事情的时候。
We do the same thing.
我们没有什么可夸的。
We have nothing to boast about.
我们用金钱要来换取爱情，就全被藐视。
If we were to attempt to trade money for love, we'll be scorned.
我记得我第一次坐那种 BMW 的经验哈。
I remember the first time I sat in a BMW.
因为都是真的皮做的哈。
Because it's made of genuine leather.
有一个中年的一个先生，他就开他车来接我，跟我谈话。
A middle-aged man, gentleman, he drove his car to pick me up to talk.
开 BMW 有地位有钱，对不对？
So driving a BMW signifies money and status.
他说林弟兄。
He's a doctor, brother Lin.
我就是那种的人，我用金钱要换取爱情，却全被藐视。
I am such a person. I wanted to trade love for money, but I felt it's all been scorned.
他说我到北京去买貂皮大衣给我太太。
That I went to mainland China to get a leather jacket for my
貂皮 fur coat 哈
mink coat for my
物美价廉对不对
？That it's you can get very high quality for low price.
我到香港买真的珍珠给我太太。
That I went to Hong Kong to find to the pearl of the Orient to get true pearls for my wife.
我想赢得太太对我的爱跟顺服。
I wanted to buy love and submission from my wife.
她还是离我而去。
Still, she left me.
还臭骂我一顿。
And she scolded me.
我用金钱要换取爱情，就被藐视。
I wanted to buy love with money, but that was scorned.
我想，直到今天，在我们弟兄姐妹心里面，多多少少还是有这种倾向。
That in our brothers and sisters, to a greater or lesser degree, this is true.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us.
让神的话来修改、来调整我们的价值观。
May God's word modify, even change our value system.
刚刚郑牧师说，我们的爱一定要给啊。
Just now, Pastor Chang reminded us that a love must give.
给不一定能够爱。You may give, but you cannot love. Maybe
you can you may be able to give while withholding your love.
我们在婚姻当中经常不断的给。
But in a marital situation, we just keep on giving.
那种强烈的爱。
It's an intensive love.
当我们婚姻受攻击、受摧残的时候。
And when our marriage is under siege and even being systematically destroyed.
我们仍然执着靠主的恩典，我们要胜过。
But by the grace of God, we are to prevail.
那我们不因为我们的地位、我们的财富，我们就认为我们的配偶理当爱我们。
And we do not take for granted that just because I'm a rich man, I'm a successful man, I'm a man of high position, my wife must love me and submit to me.
在美国的社会的里面
And in American society,
告诉我们说婚姻是一个契约，是一个 contract. 然后按照各州不同的法律，可能是半年，可能是一年。
That according to the different laws of each state, whether it's half a year or 1 year,
时间到以后
when the time comes up,
你就可以找律师申请这种所谓 no fault divorce.
You can find a lawyer to file for no fault divorce.
这种两院离婚
that both mutually agreed upon kind of divorce.
其实对方不一定同意、啊、
Now one side may not totally agree.
但只要你做这样事情的话，法院一定就判你离婚生效。
But if you were to do that, the courts will automatically grant you this no-fault divorce.
我们的社会法律说婚姻是一个契约。
That in our society, in our court of law, the marriage is just a contract.
但我们基督徒，我们的婚姻是一个永远的盟约，是一个神所见证的盟约。
Well, for us as Christians, marriage is an everlasting covenant, a promise before God.
那我们很亲密的，很强烈的。
It is a very intimate. It's a very indestructible.
那我们很坚韧的，很互相无相，大家来维持我们这样婚姻的关系。
That we are to do everything we can to make our marriage intensive, strong, and lasting.
我们讲到夫妇之间彼此的委身。
We have just now spoken of the commitment between husband and wife.
我们现在讲到我们对家庭的委身。
And now I'd like to comment on how we can commit ourselves to our families.
我们都知道，在美国吸毒是一个很严重的问题。
We know that in the U.S., drugs has become a very serious problem.
不但是成人，年轻人、小孩都是如此。
It's not only prevalent in among the adults, but epidemic among our young people.
有人对那一些年轻的孩子吸毒，他们做一些调查跟访问。
And they have conducted numerous surveys among our youth.
当他们比较这一些吸毒的青年跟没有吸毒青年的时候。
When they compared youth that are on drugs versus those who are not,
有一个很大的因素，一个很大的差别。
And they find a crucial difference.
就这些吸毒青年都是来自一些那种破碎的家庭里面出来的。
That quite often they find that it's from broken homes that you have youth that are on drugs.
可能是父母亲已经去世了。
Perhaps those whose parents have died.
可能是婚居的，可能是离婚的。
Or separated and divorced.
也可能是父母亲太忙了，忽略孩子们。
Or those whose parents have been so busy that their kids have become latchkey kids.
这些经验都可能导致孩子们在从小就有这种的吸毒经验。
And so these are all open doors for drugs into the home.
我很少听到我们北美华人的家庭，就是我们基督家庭这种的问题。
I very seldom heard or known of.Drugs in the Chinese American family.
那我今年三月回台湾去的时候
，But this past March when I went back to Taiwan,
我有机会跟那个教育厅厅长有点谈话时间。
I had the opportunity to speak with the Minister of Education.
他们在台湾的时候发现这种问题也是很严重。
And I found that in Taiwan, drugs have become epidemic.
在学生中间很严重。
Among the students,
不仅是在台北、高雄而已，乡下也有。
Not only among the leading cities like Taipei and Kaohsiung, but even in the village and outlying areas.
穷人、富人都有。
Among the rich, but also the poor.
成绩好、成绩坏都有。
The good students and the bad.
一种蛮普遍的现象。
Across the board.
所以他们有一个计划要做一个扫毒教育，台湾。
And so they had what they called a drug education, drug-free education for a drug-free Taiwan.
也是一样。台湾有很多的家庭破碎的现象。
And in the same way, you find a lot of, like in the States, they found that a drug have come from the broken homes.
但那种的数不是非常非常的多。
Of course, though it's not in such high numbers.
但是那个比例的提高已经到一个很惊人的地步。
But that these the rate of increase is quite alarming.
我们做父母亲，我们要对我们的家庭要有尾声。
For those of us as parents, we need to commit ourselves to the family.
我就提几个重点，那我们再稍微能够复习一下哈。
I've mentioned several key points we'd like to review.
第一是我们要看重我们儿女们的童年。
That we need to give great emphasis on the childhood of our children.
这是对我们这一代这些比较年轻的父母亲来讲。
Especially for young parents.
我们有太多工作就业的机会。
That we have too many opportunities for career.
在这时候里面，我们就有可能会忽略掉我们的孩子们。
That we have the possibility of neglecting our young children.
一般的专家告诉我们，那种最影响一生最重要的几个年代哈。
That many experts have come up with critical periods that deeply impact the lives of our children.
有人说我们从出生到我们六岁的时候，这六年时间最要紧。
Some have stressed a six-year period from birth to 6 years old.
那么在 Harvard 有一个教授叫 Dr. White， 他说是前三年最要紧。
Dr. White from Harvard have insisted it's the first 3 years.
但不管是三年六年。
No matter whether it's three or six.
至少前三年一定是要紧，都同意对不对
？And we know that the first 3 years are important.
如果你不能够花现在孩子身上花六年的话
，If you cannot invest 6 years of your time.
至少孩子出生那前三年，你要紧紧掌握那个机会。
But at the minimum, the first 3 years we must take a hold of.
那三年对你的孩子会有很强烈一生的影响。
For the effects will last a whole lifetime.
我想这件事情对我们很多年轻的母亲应该是一个让我们可以反省的。
And this, we have a lot to say to young mothers.
那更愿意提醒我们做父亲的、做丈夫的人。
But it also has a lot to say to us as husbands and fathers.
我不敢说年轻的妻子们一定不能够出去工作。
Now it is not my view that a young mother must not work.
但我一定要坚持，我们年轻的丈夫，你一定要好好的帮助你的妻子。
But it is my insistence that young husbands must do all you can to help your wives.
不仅只是说你要分担你的妻子的那种重担而已。
Not just to shoulder a fair share of the burden.
也是这种父亲跟孩子这种沟通的这种关系、这种互动的这种行为，有很特别的影响。
But the degree and manner of the communication between father and child can make a tremendous impact.
这种母子这种互动的行为跟这种父子奉献不太一样的。
There's a difference between the relationship of a mother and child and a father and a child.
一个健康成长的孩子需要同时有这种父亲、母亲这种的刺激过来。
That a normal, healthy child needs a balanced input from both parents.
所以我们父亲需要花时间在孩子的身上。
Fathers need to invest time on their kids.
不但是赚钱。
Not just to invest time in earning money.
不但是煮饭啊。
Not just to help cook.
真的花时间在孩子的身上。
But to invest huge amounts of time on the kids.
这是我们父亲对孩子的责任。
This is our responsibility as fathers to our children.
第二部分是我们对孩子那种灵命的影响。
And secondly, it's the spiritual formation of our children.
我们大部分在那种基督徒家庭里面长大的孩子们。
And most children brought up in Christian homes.
当我们在这种 teenager 这种青少年时期的时候。
And when our teens when our children go into the teenage years,
我们通常会重新来思考到底我们是谁。
Oftentimes, we ask ourselves who we are.
我是中国人还是美国人
？Am I Chinese? Am I American?
我是基督徒还不是基督徒
？Am I a Christian or not?
我们大部分人都会经过类似这种挣扎的经验。
And all of us go through related struggles.
就信仰而言
，And in our matters of faith.
有些人到了青少年期就把父母亲那种信仰就推翻掉，不要了。
And some, when they emerge into teenagers, will readily jettison the faith of their fathers.
有些他们自己挣扎以后
，And as they grow,
他们就重新来认同他们父母亲那个信仰。
They may then gradually grow into another phase where they seek a greater degree of identification with their parents' faith.
而这两种 group 的中间那个差别点。
And but there is a crucial difference.
到底是什么因素使得这一群孩子们到长大以后不要那个信仰，这一群却认同那个信仰呢？
What factor would cause one group of their children to reject the faith of their parents, and for another group to embrace that faith?
那关键在于父亲从小有没有参与在孩子们这种灵命的长成的过程里面来。
And the crucial factor is whether the parents have taken an active role in contributing to the spiritual formation of their children.
一般的家庭，母亲容易会关心这些事情。
Now, in most families, the mothers pay a great deal of attention to this.
但一个关键点，我们的父亲有没有参与的话，会影响到我们孩子们到后来要不要认同我们的信仰。
But the key factor is whether the father is also actively involved.And that will lead to whether an acceptance or a rejection of their parents' faith.
你不反对孩子们去教会做礼拜。
You may not actively discourage your kids from going to church.
在美国社会的里面，只有教会有这种道德的教育，对不对？
That we find a level of moral education in the church that is rare in the entire society.
所以孩子们去教会不会变坏，我们让他去。
So we let them go to church so they won't turn bad.
我们自己去不去呢？
But do we go ourselves?
我们平常读经的习惯、祷告的习生活呢
？What is our own habit of Bible reading and prayer？
我们是否花时间跟孩子们讨论信仰的事情
？Do we invest time in discussing things of spiritual significance with our kids？
父亲们，我们做这些事情吗
？Fathers， is that part of our regular daily undertaking？
这一些是我们在我们孩子身上，在灵性上对他们那种真正的影响。
These things and none others。Make the difference in their spiritual lives.
我们看第三部分是这种家庭跟工作生活的平衡。
And fourthly, we need to consider the balance of family and career.
我们都很忙。
All of us are busy, very busy.
但是我们注意到，这种在美国一般的社会的里面，他们在对成功这种新的定义的时候。
But if we were to look at the definition our society gives.On success,
我想我们基督徒都需要更深刻来反省、检讨我们自己本身对成功的定义、对事业的看法。
I think each of us need to periodically examine as Christians what is our definition of success.
以往我们在所谓的成功，就是我们能够爬那种这种公司这种的楼梯，越爬越高，越爬越高哈。
Once we would consider success in the rungs that we have climbed on a corporate ladder.
叫我们钱赚的越多。
The higher our salary or the money we make,
我们地位越高
the higher our position,
我们的 paper 发表的越多
the greater number of our papers published,
我们就觉得我们很成功，我们很满意
We consider ourselves successful. We are very self-satisfied.
但现在美国的社会里面都还在思想说，可能成功不仅是这样子而已
But our whole society is critically reflecting upon the question, what is success?
我们需要把全家的人每一个人的需要都考虑到里面来。
And when we take into factor into consideration the needs of the entire family,
假定我们在波士顿这个地方住了很久
and when we have lived for a time or a long time in the Boston area,
然后再加州一个公司请你去
if there is a company in California that wants you,
钱加倍
that they would double or triple your salary,
地位提高让你当经理啊
that they would even give you a raise to become a manager.
我想我们弟兄们自然有那种很大那种的 desire 说我要去那边掌握那个机会。
Then most of us as brothers would say, I'll grab it with both hands.
也有可能是姐妹。
And or it could also be sisters.
有相同的机会。
When confronted with similar opportunities,
我们只是想到我们自己的成就吗
？Do we only think about our own need for success?
想到我们事业的发展吗
？That our career line, career path.
还是我们考虑到我们配偶他们的工作的情形
，or do we take into active consideration the needs of our spouses as well？
我们孩子们成长的环境
，the environment, the positive environment for our children。
我听说你们中间有些那种差不多九年级、十年级的孩子有一大群八九十个人，他们他是。
I understand that you have some 80, 90 teenagers, okay, in their 9th and 10th grade years。
对不起，但是八个到十个那种的十年级的那种孩子们。
8 to 10.
那这么一群孩子们，他们经常在一起。
That they spend a lot of time together.
一起玩。
That they play together.
一起追求。
That they seek for things together.
一起疯，一起不睡觉哈。
they all go crazy together.
那种生活的环境。
This kind of living together.
不是很容易得到的。
It's very precious.
当你要搬家的时候。
When you move.
你要把这点考虑到里面来。
You need to give active consideration.
在北美有很多很多的教会。
There are many churches, Chinese churches in North America.
但没有太多教会像你们波士顿乌顿教会一样。
But few are like this church, Chinese Bible Church.
当我们搬家的时候。
When we move.
我们教会的生活跟服事是我们需要考虑到的。
We need to actively consider our church life, our life of serving the Lord.
我们夫妻的关系。
Our husband and wife relationship.
我们亲子的关系。
Relationships with our relatives.
有些时候都让我们愿意在我们的事业上稍微慢一点点。
For the sake of these, we are allow ourselves to slow down, shift in the lower gear in our career line.
有一对年轻的夫妻家庭哈。
And there is one young couple.
他们以前是从 New England 地区离开的。
They once lived in New England, but left.
对，丈夫就先读 PhD。
The husband first achieved his PhD.
读得很辛苦。
Very strenuously.
啊，也有孩子。
And then got children.
然后先生就继续读 postdoc 啊。
And then went on to postdoc.
钱很少。
Very little money.
像做奴隶一样。
It's like being a slave.
一直等等等，想有一天他能够自己能够独立起来。
Waiting for that day when he could finally stand on his own two feet.
他终于进到工业界里面去。
And then finally he went into it.
工业界里面。
Oh, he went into industry.
有很好的发展。
Very, very smooth development.
有很多的机会可以成就，有成就。
Opportunities abound for achievement and success.
有一天太太跟他这样讲。
One day he said.
说我要带孩子们，太太跟他讲说我要带孩子们回台湾去。
His wife said to him, "I'm going to bring my kids and go back to Taiwan."
这个丈夫呢就忍不住露出那个笑脸出来。
And then the husband could not hold back, suppress his smile.
说好极了。
He said, "Great."
你回去了以后
，After you go back,
我就可以专心的工作做研究。
Then I can devote myself wholly to my research here.
那个丈夫的话还没有讲完。
Before the husband even finished his sentence.
眼泪就他已经眼泪流下来了。
But the wife begins. The tears came down her face.
她要离开这个家回台湾去。
She had to leave this family to go back to Taiwan.
因为她觉得自己像一个活寡妇一样。
Because she felt that she had been like a living widow.
没有人关心她。
Nobody cared.
丈夫早上一出去就是到办公室去。
Early in the morning, the husband left for the office.
回家吃完了饭，看个电视新闻。
Then after dinner, nightly news.
进书房里面去。
Into the study.
到周末还上办公室里面去。
That in the weekend, still more office time.
他们每个礼拜天固定做礼拜。
Yes, every Sunday going to church without fail.
但除了这个以外，没有任何的时间在一起。
But apart from that, spending very little time together.
这个丈夫说：“我是一个好认真的一个丈夫，对不对
？”The husband said, "I am a deadly serious husband."
我要把这个事业做得很好，让我们可以住上更好的房子。
That I want to succeed in my career so that we can live in a much better house.
你跟我苦了十几年了。
Yes, you have endured with me for over 10 years.
现在机会终于来到。
But now opportunity has smiled on us.
我要好好抓住。
We need to seize it.
但这样的心态所换得是这种妻子的眼泪。
But all this earns is the tears from her way.
我们需要在我们的工作跟家庭中间做一个好的平衡。
We need to learn to balance our family and our careers.
如果说工作跟家庭哪一个重要
？Which is more important, family or career?
我们都说两个通通重要。
We might say both are equally important.
缺一不可。
Cannot lack even one.
我想我们需要好好的做一些计划。
We need to plan actively.
我们每一年，我们每一季，我们每个月有多少时间跟我们家人在一起
？Every year, every season, every month, how much time do I really spend with my family?
我们都愿意做计划。
We may be willing to plan.
我们在公司里面有计划。
In our companies, we need to plan.
我想我们在家里面也需要一个计划。
For our homes, we need to have a similar plan.
那我们记得说，在目前我们这样的社会的里面。
That with the kind of conditions in our society today,
我们在婚姻跟家庭当中
that in our family, in our homes,
有一点是我们跟以往的那种家庭很不一样的。
One thing is very different from previous families.
就是我们渴求在婚姻当中，在家庭里面能够得到这种的 companionship， 这种夫妻相伴之谊。
That we long, we crave a companionship between husband and wife.
我们不但是要有好房子、好的那种收入而已。
It is not good enough just to have a nice house and a good income.
我们更需要一个夫妻是好伴侣。
We need a very good sense of companionship.
纵使我们的配偶能够把家料理得很好。
That we can take good care of our home.
能够把孩子们带得很好。
That we can bring up our children very well.
他都仍然需要你的参与在里面来。
But that all that requires your active participation.
我再举个小例子，我们就停下来。
I'd like to say one more thing before we quit.
我们有些姐妹们有很有艺术的眼光。
Our brothers and sisters here have a keen sense of art.
就讲姐妹就好了哈。姐妹。
All our sisters have a great sense of art.
假定说这样子哈。
Let's assume that for a moment.
然后我们又很省钱。
And let's say further that we all know how to save money very well.
所以到一个那个大mall里面去看了一件衣服。
So we went in, we see, a beautiful clothing.
你非常的欣赏。
You appreciate this dress very much.
你等了半年。
You waited half a year.
终于 on sale 了。
Finally, it's on sale.
你好喜欢这件衣服。
Oh, you really love it.
真想买下去。
You really wanted to buy it.
但是你还是要回来找丈夫去，对不对
？You still have to wait and say I'm going to go back and talk to my husband.
让他来看一看好不好
？Let him check it out.
如果你自己买的话呢
？If you bought it,
你还想着我买了以后，万一我丈夫不喜欢的话
？If after I buy it, my husband doesn't like it,
还要退回去
？He'll return it.
我们需要我们的配偶那种肯定。
We need our affirmation from our spouse.
我们需要我们配偶的那种参与。
We need active participation.
我想这是我们这个环境里面那种我们对婚姻一个比较特别一个需求。
This is a need that we all experience in our marriage.
我们愿意对我们的家庭能够委身。
We need to commit ourselves to our families.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.